In the lunchtime edition, management of the sugar industry likely to be divested by year end to a credit union consortium that promises a $100 million investment to transform it into a major energy producer. Meantime, the energy ministry launches a program to get other businesses involved in the energy sector. Government intensifying its crime prevention programs, targeting hundreds of individuals in 11 communities identified as most at risk. Progress already reported. A program to be launched at month end to help 1,000 needy families. And the authorities looking to possibly reunite by Monday the young mother whose infant children were taken away after she ended up on the streets. Danny Gibbons started a new job this morning. Good afternoon. This is Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, government is set to divest by year end management of the Barbados sugar industry to a credit union consortium that promises to invest more than $100 million to transform the sector into a major energy producer. The deal is not yet finalized, but the president of the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society Limited, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, tells Starcom Network News, he's confident the proposed takeover will get approval. Under the plan, Co-op Energy, a company created by the credit union movement, would take over the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company, BAMC, which oversees the management, production, and sale of sugar.
Then it became clear that government is going to be committed to divesting a number of state agencies. We also expressed an interest in that area. We had expressed an interest in the future of BAMC, and we've been involved in fairly intense negotiations with the authorities in that regard. And with very, very positive, honestly, quite positive responses on both sides. We believe that we are very close to a very positive final agreement between the two bodies.
Lieutenant Colonel Brown explained that along with producing sugar and molasses, the byproduct of the process, bagasse, will become a major biofuel to generate electricity.
The intent really is to transform the industry from being a sugar and molasses industry into an energy industry with sugar and molasses being byproducts, albeit with improved production. So there's going to be a lot of growth in the industry. Obviously, that's going to call for some investment, especially from the energy point of view. So rather than, for example, building out dedicated energy infrastructure, what we are going to be doing is really upgrading Portville to become an energy producer using bagasse as the biofuel.
He says the ownership structure gives not just credit unions and their members, but also sugar industry workers and other individuals a stake in the lucrative energy industry. Meantime, local manufacturers and other businesses are getting a chance to get involved in the renewable energy sector. Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins, outlined the plan this morning.
I mean the opportunity for jobs that we have talked about being created, the opportunity for new livelihoods out of businesses being created, ensuring that there is a balance between foreign direct investment and local investment, Barbadians having a stake in the ownership of their own assets, sun, wind, wave, energy, all of those constitute the patrimony of Barbadians. And so local content provisions are important.
Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins, in the lunchtime edition. Government is expanding its crime prevention programs, targeting hundreds of individuals in 11 communities identified as most at risk. Minister of State in the Attorney General's Chambers with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane, tells Starcom Network News that what started as a pilot program has been expanded.
In the 11 communities identified by the Barbados Police Service, these are communities are high risk. We have change agents in each of them. And what happens is we plan some activities very organically, and what you would find happening is each of these groups throw up like 50 persons. So at any given time, we have a few hundred persons that we are engaged with. We now structuring it because, as I said, it was really a pilot, and it's really, you know, exploded. There's been a groundswell, a person trying to get on board. So last week, we had over 100 and some, you know, they're doing etiquette, personal development, some music training, and all types of different programs. There's so many things happening. We could be talking about targeting at least 400 persons in this phase of the program with these activities.
Mr. Lane says there are several phases of the strategy, and he believes progress is being made.
So phase one, keep down on the street. Phase two, stop criminals from committing crimes. Phase three, stop people from becoming criminals in the first place. So I am definitely feeling the results, seeing the results, excited about the results. But my challenge really is really making sure we have the support of all corners. So for instance, you hear a lot about politicians, but what a lot of people don't know is permanent secretary. My permanent secretary, Hugh Almond, I need to make sure he's in place and he's doing what he's doing. I need his support from the Ministry of Finance to finance the project. So it is critical that we have support from all the different corners to make sure we see success.
Minister of State in the Attorney General's Chambers with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, says his ministry will launch at month end the One Family Program, which aims to help 1,000 needy families. Mr. Humphrey says 50 social workers have been hired to facilitate the program, and currently over 200 families have been chosen and are being addressed.
The program would allow those families to have access to a number of things. Currently, what has been shown clearly in all of the reports, the records, and the studies is that poverty's causes and characteristics are almost the same. Persons would then have situations where the economic circumstances are challenging, so you have to make sure that they have access to greater financing. It could be a situation with health, and so we prioritize them for healthcare, the family and the children in that family. In relation to housing, they would also be prioritized for housing, so they would then be, through state housing or otherwise, have access to housing, support with education, and so on. So the things that have the characteristics of poverty that would prevent a person from being able to rise above certain circumstances are being catered to.
Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey, 29-year-old Dana Gibbons may be reunited with her infant children as early as Monday, possibly, in government-provided accommodation. The currently homeless young lady, whose case captured public attention, started a job at a chicken processing plant early this morning after a businessman and other potential donors came to her aid following publication of her situation. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kima Safri, has been updating Starcom Network News on the case.
The ministry would have alluded to the fact that they are in the process of seeking some accommodation. They would have made it public that they are trying to reunite her with her family by Monday. Reunite her with the children by Monday, rather. We are waiting them to follow through, but we have still, per the business person, still willing to pay the rental for her. But we're giving the ministry the chance to seek the accommodation, which will be a long-term solution for her. I know she started to work today. This is her first day. She went to work since 7:30 this morning. This is a job that we would have gotten for her if one of our partners that we would have mentioned earlier. And so we are just waiting to see how the first day go. But she's still with the shelter. We're still making sure we provide the necessary care and, as I said, counseling and other means for her while she's here.
The president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Our top stories: management of the sugar industry likely to be divested by year-end to a credit union consortium that promises a $100 million investment to transform it into a major energy producer. Meantime, the energy ministry launches a program to get other businesses involved in the energy sector. Government intensifying its crime prevention programs targeting hundreds of individuals in 11 communities identified by the police as most at risk. Progress already being reported. A program to be launched at month end to help 1,000 needy families, and the authorities looking to possibly reunite by Monday. Danae Gibbons, the young mother whose infant children were taken away after she ended up on the streets. She started a new job early this morning. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.